Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Today is Valentine's Day, a celebration of love and commitment. What do some of our senior citizens have to say about love and what it takes to build a successful lifetime relationship? Let's go in depth with some of the senior citizens and staff of Renshop Village, Pella. Well, first, I'm Bob Leonard, and I like to sometimes do some things over the holidays. And so Jody called me, and we thought, well, maybe we could do something fun for Valentine's Day. And maybe there were some people here with some good lessons, some good stories to share, you know, some advice for younger people. I'll just come around and ask some questions, and then if you feel comfortable talking, if you feel like chatting and sharing something, feel free. If you don't feel like chatting, just say it, you know, it's pretty easy. So, I don't know, we can start anywhere. Does anybody want to start? Okay.
I'm Martin and Dorothy Eichen. We come from Emmitsburg, Iowa. We met at the Plantation Ballroom in Whittemore, Iowa. And we went together for 2-3 years, and we got married.
Yeah.
And we're married 53 years, and if you don't love somebody 53 years... You must be something wrong with you. We both love each other, and we're here today. That's it.
We moved down here, Pella, 2 years ago about. So we were from Northwest Iowa.
All right. And yeah. So what's the secret?
Well, our son lived here and his wife, Karen, so we decided to get closer. Been real good experience.
Enjoying it, huh?
Yes, very much.
So what's the secret of your success?
Well, we both worked hard, saved our money, and that's how we got where we're at now.
No, I don't know. We just get along.
Well, there's a lot more to it than just working hard, right? There has to be something in your relationship that you work hard at, I guess.
Well, I'm a Catholic, and she's a Methodist. I left her go to her church, and I went to mine. We got along fine, did everything we had to do for the churches, and that's it.
I don't know. We just get along.
Just get along.
Yeah.
What first attracted you to her?
Her good looks.
Oh. No, we met at this dance, and we both liked to dance, and we just kept going we went for a whole year to this place, and then it burned down. And we just enjoyed being with people and having a lot of fun.
Any advice to younger couples?
Once you're married, you better stay married for 53 years, and that's it.
Well, that's it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Valentine's Day, love, and commitment with some of the senior citizens and staff of Renshop Village, Pella. And your names, please?
Virgil Koistra.
Flora Koistra.
How long have you been married?
Almost 17 years.
17 years?
Yes.
Well, what's
yes.
the secret of your success?
I think give and take.
Yeah, she's got it right.
Give and take?
Give and take.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. We have to consider one another's feelings and not to get uptight if they don't quite agree with you.
So don't be too bossy.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's two people, and we aren't exactly the same. So we do have some differences in opinions and so we have to consider that in order to make the marriage go and last, as Martin says.
So is love enough?
It certainly helps.
Yeah.
I don't know about enough, but yeah, it you have to have love or it will not work.
I agree entirely, and I don't know, I'm sitting here thinking that I might say something I'm not supposed to say.
Yeah.
Well, I can always edit it out. You can try it, and we'll see if she, maybe she'll scold both of us.
My first wife passed away, and I think it's 3 or 4 years later, we married, and as far as I'm concerned, she's a good wife, and I love her, and we don't always agree on everything. We try not to be disagreeable by disagreeing.
Is that okay for him to say?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's true.
Do you have any thoughts on love and a successful marriage?
Oh, dear. My name is Elfrida Dehigh, and I'm married to Kermit, who is sitting in the chair over there. And we are looking forward next Wednesday to our 69th anniversary.
Wow.
And I can't tell you exactly when I knew this guy was for me, but it wasn't very long. And he was in the Navy, went into the Navy. We were both married when we were babies. I was 17, he was 18. And they said it wasn't going to work, but here we are.
16.
And I think the main thing that I like to think about what's important in our marriage is the spiritual God in our lives, Jesus Christ, having that always to go back on when you know you can't, something's come up and you can't handle it, turn it over to the Lord. I think we both found this to be true.
She was a blind date, and I liked the looks of her, and I liked the sound of her voice, and I asked her for another date, which she accepted that, and on our fourth date, I knew I was falling for her. I asked her if she would marry me someday.
Oh.
And she said, absolutely.
Oh.
And she did.
So you knew right away?
Yes. Love at first sight, I guess.
Was it that way for you too, love at first sight?
Well, I have a few variations to that story, but it's basically the same. I would say, yes, I was very much aware that he was a good person, and I knew a lot of boys that I wouldn't have gone out with in a minute, so he was the one. I always knew it. I knew that when he came back from the Navy that we were going to have a long, happy life together. If we hadn't had a couple of kids, we probably would have just really had a ball, but then we had to raise these kids, you know. We used to wonder what we were going to do with them, and now we don't know what we'd do without them, so there you go. It's been a good life for us. And being married to Kermit, it hasn't always been easy, but never dull. Never a dull moment.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Valentine's Day, love, and commitment with some of the senior citizens and staff of Renshop Village, Pella.
And this is Reuben and Marge Van Hemert.com.
All right.
And we're, because I've heard Reuben tell his story many times.
About what?
About how he fell in love with Marge. and it's a great story, so.
And I hear you have a good story.
My twin sister died on the day we graduated from grade school, and so I never went to high school. So I just kind of kept watching her. And one day I decided to ask her for a date, but then I wouldn't let her go.
Is that your story too?
Pretty much.
Well, what's special about him?
Well, I like him because he's honest, and I know how. I always know how he feels. I, you know, by looking at him, if he feels pressured or not. And as you live with him for 70 years, you pretty much know what's the looks in his face, the eyes and all.
And so do you have any secrets that you'd like to share with young people?
Secrets.
Or any advice?
There's nobody here that needs it, is there?
Oh, no young people.
Are the young people here?
Well, they're listening on the radio.
They are.
Well, they will be.
One good thing, I think, is after you get married and so, you know, there's still some bumps in the road once in a while, but, you know, so many of the younger people, they don't want to face it. They don't get along. So we get rid of them and get somebody else. That is the way the Lord had it planned.
Well, it isn't a 50-50 thing. It's a 51-51 thing. You have to give over half. That's my biggest advice, I suppose.
And I'm sorry if you'd share your name.
Lois Biker.
Okay, Lois. Do you have any advice for people, secrets of success?
Just be as patient and as understanding as you can about each other's problems or whatever they talk about.
And anything else that you can think of? People are sometimes struggle with, you know, having a successful marriage and life and love.
My husband died about 11 years ago of cancer, and so it's a tough way to end your life alone, where you don't have the other one anymore to talk to. I think that's the hardest part about him being gone. But I'm a Christian, and I believe that God will help me, so I'm doing okay.
Ruth Isink.
And Ruth, do you have any suggestions?
No, it's a lot of give and take. You can't always have it your way. And we were married for 54 years, so you learn a lot. And it's hard when you have to lose them with cancer, but it's... My husband's been gone for 4 years now, and it's good to have a lot of good friends. And my family's close, so that helps me a lot.
Have you been able to share, I guess both of you, been able to share with your families the love you felt and serve as sort of models? Do you think that it helps your families to know how much you care and the success of your relationships?
I think so, yes.
I feel that's very true. I think the kids like to hear me tell things about our marriage, mm-hmm. and how we got along and stuff like that. They like to know how we solve problems and so.
So by building a strong family yourself, you think that you've helped your kids build
yeah.
strong families?
Yeah. And I think they have to learn that it's not always, you can't have it all your way.
No.
You have to give and take.
Well, not everybody gets that, do they?
No.
I mean, a lot of people want it mostly their way, huh?
That's right. And it doesn't work.
Anybody want to have any closing advice?
Let them say something.
No, we're visitors.
Well, we don't care.
This is our This is
my niece and her husband, Janice and Leo Miller, from Washington State to visit us.
Well, all right. Well, sure. You've been. Requested to say something. I think I've heard you say that you've been married a long time too.
Yes, we've been married 45 years, and I'm 69 years old, and the way I remember my Aunt Frieda and Uncle Kermit's anniversary is that they were there when I was born at the house, and that's real special to me. And I guess kind of to repeat what Aunt Frieda said, I think the most important thing is when you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's always there to help you every single day, and my husband and I have enjoyed our marriage. We've had some ups and downs. We have two children, and there have been problems, but God has helped us through those problems, and we're very thankful that we have our family and our special aunt and uncle here. Thank you.
And any thoughts?
Yes, I believe that today teenagers, young people, don't really commit to a marriage, a lifelong marriage, and I believe that is where it all starts. They feel like, well, in some cases, I know some marriage vows are stated as long as we both shall love. And that just doesn't work if you want a long marriage. It has to be as long as we both shall live. And so I met this young lady at a Bible college. Sitting in chapel, she would take roll. And she had a beautiful smile. And I got to know her a little bit later, and it's just, it's been it's been a good marriage, and I love her.
I think we have one more.
One more?
There's Faye.
Hi, Faye. What's your last name, Faye?
Faye Clark.
Okay, do you have any thoughts on love and long marriages that you'd like to share today?
Yes, I just think it's wonderful for people to stick together. I was married for 49 years, and I lost my husband in May. And it is so wonderful to remember the times back. It's not easy. And raising kids and with everything going on. But I do know that it works.
Well, thank you.
But it takes both of them to work it out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to the senior citizens and staff of Friendshop Village for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.